From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which the U.S. called to discuss the 22 people who have died during the demonstrations thus far. Iran's U.N. Ambassador, Gholam Ali Khosrow, joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
Though not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. has sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Twitter late Friday approval of Senator Rand Paul's idea about ending aid to Pakistan. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson and speaks about the U.S. decision to end its aid to Islamabad.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel. The United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action they say would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. President Trump is meeting with Republican lawmakers and members of his cabinet at the Camp David presidential retreat to establish the administration's 2018 legislative priorities and devise a strategy for midterm elections in November. Vice President Mike Pence and several cabinet secretaries are also in attendance. The president is looking for more legislative successes after the recent passing of a tax overhaul bill. This is VOA News. There may be movement in the right direction in improving relations between North and South Korea and de-escalating the nuclear threat on the Korean Peninsula. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Pyongyang agreed to Seoul's offer for dialogue Friday, only hours after the U.S. and the South delayed a joint military exercise that was set for next month. President Donald Trump and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in said late Thursday that annual large-scale military drills typically held in the spring will now take place after the Winter Games. What hasn't changed anyone's stance on the North's nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un announced earlier this week in a New Year's Day speech his country will now focus on mass-producing missiles for deployment. Trump, for his part, said Thursday the talks were a good thing.
President Trump lashed out at the media Friday as a provocative new book, Fire, Fury by Michael Wolff, hits the stands, portraying the first year of President Trump's presidency as one in shambles and the president as childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. In a late Friday tweet, Mr. Trump said Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell his really boring and untruthful book. You sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad. Meanwhile, social media giant Twitter has now reiterated its stance that accounts belonging to world leaders have special status, pushing back against calls from some users for the company to ban U.S. President Trump. In a blog post Friday, Twitter said it would not block the accounts of world leaders, even if their statements are controversial, because of a need to promote discussions about public policy. It said such a move would also not silence a world leader, but it would certainly hamper necessary discussions around their words and their actions. U.S. President Trump again posted on Twitter late Friday that it was a good idea, ran. In response to a tweet from Senator Rand Paul about ending aid to Pakistan, the United States said its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. And Malaysia has agreed to allow a U.S. firm to resume the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared in March of 2014. The Malaysian Transport Minister Leo Tiong Lai said Saturday that Ocean Infinity, a seabed exploration company, is doing the search on a no-fine, no-fee basis, meaning the company will not be paid if it doesn't find the plane. The Boeing 777 vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.